Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Welcome to this Friday khutbah. And the topic is, and glorify him with great glorification. وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا Alhamdulillah. All praises due to Allah, the Most High, the Most Great, Creator of all things. And He is over all things competent. وهو على كل شيء قدير. We bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah alone, and we bear witness that our Master and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the Messenger of Allah. May Allah's peace, blessings, and salutations be upon him, his family, his companions, and those who follow them with righteousness. To proceed, amma ba'd. I enjoin you, servants of Allah, and myself, to have taqwa of Allah, the Exalted. He said, إِنَّ الْمُتَّقِينَ فِي جَنَّاتٍ وَعُيُونَ Indeed, the righteous will be among gardens and springs. O believers, O you who repeat in these days, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, rising the call of glorification to the Lord of the worlds. This timeless call which flows from the depths of your hearts and springs from the core of your souls is a call of innate nature, fitrah. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam once heard someone proclaiming Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and he said, Ala al-fitra, upon the fitra, the sound of bright nature, fitra, recognizes that Allah is greater than all things in His majesty and exalted above all things in His power. He is the most great, the most high, al-kabir, al-mut'al, glorified is He. He commanded His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to exalt and magnify him, saying, وَرَبَّكَ فَكَبِّرْ and magnify your Lord, and وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا and magnify him with all magnificence. Indeed, Allahu Akbar is the most powerful expression in the Arabic language for declaring reverence and exaltation. So, who is greater than Allah? Who is greater than him to whom you pour out your worries and he removes your distress? أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ وَيَكْشِفُ السُّوءُ Is he not best who responds to the desperate one when he calls upon him and removes evil? There is no God but Allah, and Allah is the greatest. O you who remember and glorify Allah abundantly, reflect upon your acts of worship, and you will be found, and you will find that Allahu Akbar, the proclamation of Allah's greatness, is present in many of your sacred rituals. This is so that you may be constantly reminded that Allah is greater than anything that distracts you from obeying Him or diverts you from worshipping Him. With takbir, saying Allahu Akbar, the call to prayer adhan begins, the very gateway to your entrance into the prayer. It marks your transitions between the positions within it during Hajj and when offering your sacrifice. You proclaim His greatness. You begin your travel supplication with it, a declaration of your certainty that Allah is greater than every danger, and He is the one who delivers you from every harm. قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وخفية لئن أنجانا من هذه لنكونن من الشاكرين. قل الله. Say, who rescues you from the darkness of the land and sea when you call upon him humbly and privately? If he should save us from this, we will surely be among the thankful. Say, Allah. So magnify him often, exalt him greatly, as he has shown you much grace, bestowed countless favor, and given beyond measures. O you who have believed, obey Allah and obey the Messenger and those in authority among you. O believers, increase your takbir during these blessed days, for it is among the symbols of Allah. وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. And whoever honors the symbols of Allah, indeed it is from the piety of hearts. It is among the most beloved words to Allah and among the nearest to Him. In fact, it is better than this world and all that it contains. Whoever magnifies his Lord with takbir is given glad tidings of paradise. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما كبر مكبر قط إلا بشر. No one ever says takbir but that he is given glad tidings. He was asked, O Messenger of Allah, of paradise? He replied, yes. O Allah, send your blessings and peace upon our Master Muhammad and upon his family, companions, and all who follow them in righteousness. O Allah, be pleased with Abu Bakr, Umar, Uthman, and Ali, and with all the noble companions. O Allah, continue to bless the United Arab Emirates with stability, progress, and prosperity. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. O servants of Allah, remember Allah the Almighty, the Majestic. He will remember you. Give thanks to Him for His blessings. He will increase you. This khutbah was brought to you by إذاعة القرآن أبو ظبي.